for some reason, you're listening to Hypothetically. Enjoy.
Welcome back, Hypothetically, episode 25. Nick and Stu? It's Stu, right?
No.
It's not Stu?
I think I prefer Fat Nate over a like a pause and then Stu.
Potato Stu?
No.
Your nickname was Potato Stu.
How did I get the nickname? Where did it come? What's the story behind? I can't even pronounce it. I'm not even going to try because I'm going to be made fun of. I refused. This is a trap that I saw coming from a mile away. I'm not saying that name. But how did I get it? How did I get that nickname that you just said?
Pistasto Stew.
You can't even do it right.
I think I'm adding more stuff to it.
Yeah, you're Spent adding.
Space Spo. So before the podcast, Nathan was telling me he was going to sing every line this episode.
Yeah, I'm doing a sing-along one. Dude, I'm no-nonsense Nate, this pod. We're doing a real quick, real good podcast. We're no-nonsense, no kissing. It's not that kind of podcast, this episode. We're doing this one straight-lace. I'm picking a new theme. We're doing actual questions with real answers. None of it will be weird. We're doing a straight-laced episode.
It's going to be like, how far away is the moon from the earth? And it's like, let me look that up. And the answer is... far. Okay, next question. Today's sponsor is Vape Juice. Vape Juice. Drink it. You drink it now. That's where we're moving.
I was going to do one, but yours was better.
Drink the Vape Juice.
I was going to say snakes.
Okay. Today's podcast is snakes.
Yeah, dude, they're so good. They didn't even need, when God took away their arms and legs, they're like, we don't even want them. We don't take away like our tail too. Just, we don't even need it.
Snakes. Drink the fucking Vape Juice. What if snakes wanted you to drink the Vape Juice too? That's what the snake told Eve. She's like, Eve, drink the Vape Juice. It's awesome. You get so much nicotine. Vaping's for pussies. Drinking the Vape Juice makes you throw up. Then you drink the throw up.
Is the advertisement to drink Vape Juice or drink throw up?
No. The advertisement is for snakes.
Oh, it's for snakes. And that's
snakes. They can talk and they say to drink the fucking Vape Juice.
I'm glad they cut it out that part out of the Bible. That's really good foresight on that. What's this part of the original Hebrew? Oh, it's drink the fucking Vape Juice. Oh, yeah. Cut all of that. Say apple.
Yeah, people will get it. Scholars will get it.
Yeah, just
apple is a metaphor for drinking the Vape Juice.
Yeah, don't. The problem was it wouldn't make sense for like thousands of years. People would be trying to figure out what Vape Juice meant and how it associated with the devil. And then one day, one of those cardinals would drive by high school and just be like, oh my God. And they'd call the Pope and he'd be like, I figured it out.
What if they made a remake of the movie Snakes on a Plane, but all the snakes were the devil trying to tempt all of the passengers? And the snakes would come at your feet and just be like, hey, masturbate right now on the plane.
Oh, I thought they would also tell them to eat apples, and then one guy would get off the plane and his wife would come up and just be like, did you break your keto diet?
And maybe the snakes would come up and be like, drink the Vape Juice. And then the flight attendant would be like, there's no vaping allowed on the plane. And the devil's like, no. Fuck this flight attendant, drink the Vape Juice.
He would say, I know, and just chug it. And like, I guess that's allowed, but not if the bottle's too big.
Yeah, the devil gets everybody devil to combine their vape juices into one bigger bottle of vape juice, which is now too big. Flight attendant's like, don't pour that in there. Don't mix the vape juices. Mix the vape juice. Drink the vape juice. I'm the devil.
Yep. You want to do a question now?
Well, you know what? What if we don't do questions this episode?
What if we just chat?
Let's not chat.
This is episode 25. Thanks for listening. This was a real quick episode. Okay, so it's Planet of the Jim Carreys. So one person, a scientist, gives medicine to one Jim Carrey, and that makes him sentient. And gives him kind of the ability to think like a person. And then he spreads it to all the other Jim Carreys. Wait, and now there's a rebellion of Jim Carreys. What do you do?
So is this making normal people into Jim Carreys? Or is this a world where there already were a bunch of sort of animalistic Jim Carreys?
I mean, there's like a tree. And we went one way. And Jim Carrey went the other.
Like there were Homo sapiens, Neanderthals, and Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And the Homo sapiens killed the Neanderthals. They were amused by the Jim Carreys.
And they left them in. I mean, we only know of one famous Jim Carrey, but I assume there is multiple. And they all get sentience. What would you do in this new world where there's a rebellion of Jim Carreys knocking at your doorstep, dude? They're trying to take your wife and your stuff. And they're doing a lot of weird characters that you don't like because it's not a good.
Yeah, they're weird rubbery faces. I think that would be the thing. You couldn't kill them because they're made of rubber. You would stab them and they'd be like, uh-huh. Are you dead?
They think they would win. I think their cartoonish gags and crazy personality would overwhelm the human. I don't think we could make it. Even with our modern weapons and technology, I don't think we'd win this war. And I would just wait until the earth got destroyed and it became kind of a post-apocalyptic kind of Mad Max thing, spray chrome on my face and just really get into it. I'm more ready for that than I am work tomorrow.
You think Jim Carrey, the real Jim Carrey, already sprays chrome on his face every day? Just not as a mad, he hasn't seen Mad Max. He's just like, good morning world. And just yells about Valhalla.
Yeah. I think he does that. And then he considers every day if he is God. And then after that, he goes on and does other Jim Carrey stuff, which I assume is just trying to do gags on people that they hate. And that's how he gets through the whole day and nobody laughs.
If I'm being honest, I think Jim Carrey, if he were to turn bad, would kill people so unbelievably violently.
Yeah.
Like even when you watch any of his movies, I think you get a sense that like this guy's a killer.
Yeah, he looks like he bathes in the blood. The reason we haven't caught Jim Carrey for the murders is because they think like a pack of animals are killing these people. And it's just him. All along the Midwest, there's a collection of cases that are definitely because of Jim
Carrey. Where they're like, please do not release your dogs into the wild.
Yeah, there
seems to be a pack of at least 100 dogs.
Yeah, that have... So imagine a gaggle of Carreys.
Remember when he gave that commencement address and he told how his dad never made it as a comedian? And then he would say... to the graduating class, he would say, and you're all going to fail as humans. And that's when they would realize the doors were locked and the Carries would start to pour in, licking their lips. It's lunchtime. It'd be a feeding frenzy.
Do I remember this commencement address he did?
Yep. University of Maryland, class of 2019. All of them eaten
by Jim Carrey. We don't say their class name anymore.
Class of Carrey. Congress is trying to pass legislation to ban the karate chop. We're going to have a debate. Which side do you want to come down on? You're either the liberals who want to ban the dangerous karate chop to protect the kids, or are you the conservatives who say, the karate chop is a fundamental right and we need it in case the government gets too tyrannical and we got to fucking chop them.
I'm going to go. I'd have to go, dude. I think you have the right to bear arms.
You have the right to karate chop.
Yeah, you have the right to bear arms and then use that said arm, open palm, slice down. I think that's what the founding fathers meant by bear arms. I think guns shouldn't be legal, but I think karate chopping was what they meant and creating a militia of karate chopping people.
Yeah, it's tough because usually the liberal argument against the gun tyranny thing is like, oh, well, you could never defeat the U.S. military with just your assault rifles. But I think
it's the most dangerous weapon. There is a man when he invented the karate chop that said the next war will be fought with karate chops and the war after that will be fought with stones. Like he thought it was going to end the whole all of society. It's incredibly...
Was that Oppenheimer quote that like I am death and all that? It was about the karate chop. He's just breaking wood.
No, I think it's the same. It's the same.
Become death.
Dude, I just feel honestly, I just feel bad for the guy that invented nukes. He invented this nuke.
And the chop was right there.
Yeah, and they were just like, but isn't it the chop? And they're like, dude, this kills millions of people and scorches the earth for generations. And they're like, okay, and so like half a chop.
Everybody knows the only thing that beats a bad guy with a karate chop is a good guy with a karate chop. Do you imagine a fight? It's just two people karate chopping each other in the hand. Like a lightsaber fight, but just karate chops.
No, I think the two hands as they come down meet, and then a large explosion happens, and then they both get launched back.
Every time.
And then they run back at each other. Like hand up, and then they do it again.
If you do karate, is it just called a chop?
No, they call it a karate chop.
Really? In karate? Is everything a karate something?
Mm-hmm. They actually use twice as many. They're like, it's a karate chop. Wait, what's your... You were supposed to pretend to be on the other side of this.
All the arguments are so good.
I'm like...
I'm passing legislation to ban the karate chop.
I thought it was already banned, and I was trying to get it allowed.
No. Because of... Roe v. Master Kim.
Yeah, dude, I don't think they're... Dude, I'm positive California does not allow karate chops.
They're evidence that you used when they bring in this, like, split wood and, like, explain this. No, I had a buzzsaw. I don't see a buzzsaw.
Yeah, because every person that kills with a karate chop starts with a small plank of wood, then goes to a cinder block, then two cinder blocks, then the person.
Then the skull of their enemies. You know those videos, where they karate chop all that stuff and it's impressive? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would find it equally impressive if they just obliterated their own hand. Both would be like damn, what a karate chop.
Especially if afterwards he went to the next thing and did it again. He broke his hand and then went to the next group of cinder blocks, which were larger, and then slammed his broken hand on it.
Yeah, eventually he's just slamming a skin-colored hot dog and just flopping around, doing the like, wah! What if you're like trapped in a room and they gave you a baby pig and they were like, we will cook this pig for you and you can eat it. It's the only food, but you have to karate chop the pig to death. Could you do it or would you die?
I'd do it.
This you would just start karate chopping. Yeah, it would probably take like 1,000 karate chops.
I mean, wait, if I punch it?
You can't punch it. You have to karate chop it.
If I accidentally, I'm like, ooh, it's a slip. Did they?
Yeah, no. Someone comes in like, dude, what the fuck, man? Every time you cheat, it's a cuter animal. So you punch it, and then it's a cat. And then you try to strangle it, and then it's a dog. And then if you cheat again,
human baby. Mm-hmm. And then if you do it again, it's two babies. At that point, they just keep adding.
Yeah, it's more babies. More work.
Yeah, just more babies to kill.
It's a less tasty baby.
In the 60s, scientists, they would do studies on mice. And then when they were done, they would grab the rat by the tail and just slam it on the table as hard as they could.
There was this other study that I was in the 60s where all these scientists would do karate chops and then test to see who got the most pussy. And everyone did. It was 100 people. It was a 100-way tie. They all got all the pussy.
Did you hear about afterwards?
No, I didn't hear about afterwards. I stopped reading the scholarly article halfway through. What happened afterwards?
There was a guy that tried to replicate the study and couldn't, but he wasn't karate chopping.
He was just punching cinder blocks and all the ladies were like, ew, gay.
Yeah. He got tons of dick and they were just like, what's going on? Lady science, you know?
What would happen if two karate masters such as ourselves sincerely karate chopped each other's karate chop? Is it the Big Bang? That's how the universe got started? People think the first thing was God said, let there be light. But what God actually said was, and then also there was the devil who was going, and they karate chop. Yeah,
but the devil was doing it like, you know, in anime, there's a guy that holds the sword backwards. He was doing the karate chop like that.
That's absolutely retarded. Backwards, like he was lifting his hand up. I think we need sensible background checks before you can do karate chops.
Oh, I think you said before you can have hands.
We don't want the mentally ill doing karate chops.
I also thought you were going to...
it looks silly.
I thought you were just going to be like, we don't want the mentally ill.
We want them. We just don't want them chopping.
You got to take their hands, dude.
We don't want...
Take their hands, and they can have them back once they feel better.
I don't know what that means, Nathan.
You didn't even do any research. This is what I'm saying, dude. This is why karate chop legislation never gets passed, dude. You're just like talking out your ass. You don't know a hand from a foot, and you're like, oh.
Like, I want to ban a specific kind of karate chop that's like an assault karate chop. I want to ban the
that one. That one has loud screaming. Can't have it. That's what we can't.
Karate chop with a silencer. It's just you going, whoo.
Shh. Sorry.
Karate noises are really fun. You know how like when you're like the stories of like shitty sort of drunk or really angry husbands will like punch a hole through a wall? Mm-hmm. Would it have the same impact if you karate chopped your wall? Like you would get drunk and come home after a bad day of work and just start chopping everything?
I don't know. I'm just worried when someone calls the police and they're like, my husband's been karate chopping you. They get there and they're like, okay, was his fist closed? Was it open? What was the angle that he hit you at? We just want to make sure.
That's not a chop, ma'am.
Yeah, that's not a chop. We're leaving.
I want to pitch a TV show that would be called Karate Chopped.
Okay, we have to move on.
It would be called Karate Chopped. Shut up. I'm pitching a TV show. Shut the fuck up. It's a TV show called Karate Chopped. It takes place after the show Chopped, which is about cooking. Everyone submits their dish, and then the ones that are not picked, the less delicious dishes, are then given to the contestants on Karate Chopped, where they have to karate chop the dishes and do the most damage to the chopped dishes. And then the judge tastes them afterwards. And whichever one tastes the most chopped.
Oh, I imagined it was
the winner.
When you said karate chopped of the show, I imagined one guy karate chopping a chicken.
Everyone karate chops the chicken, and then the judges taste the chicken to see if it's still alive. And the chicken's like, and they're like, oh, you didn't. This is under chopped. You have been chopped. And then they get chopped and by like, And Bobby Gordon, Flay.
And Gordon Ramsay's like, dude, this is rare chicken. Are you going to serve rare chicken to a customer?
Unchopped chicken. Get the fuck out.
And they were like, you didn't tell me to cook it. You told me to chop it.
If you're chopping correctly, it should create so much heat that you brown the chicken.
Yeah. And then at the beginning of every episode, he blindfolds himself and then karate chops the chicken so hard it cooks it.
It's a rotisserie.
Yeah, he's
how is there rosemary on this?
Because I chopped the chicken.
Yeah, dude, that's what they don't tell you. Gordon Ramsay is a fake chopper, dude. He has planted chickens.
You know why they call helicopters choppers, right? Because they karate chop the wind.
Dude, we have to have more stuff this episode.
Karate.
Okay.
If somebody was karate chopping me, I would say, hey, why don't you karate stop?
Okay. How would you market basketball cargo shorts?
I would have the pockets be so big you could fit a whole basketball in there. You're playing basketball and you're dribbling, and then the other team steals it from you, and you're like, oh, my basketball. And then they go and shoot, but then you pull out another basketball from your cargo shorts and you shoot the winning 3-point shot.
So just cheating?
I think that would be a fun addition to basketball. Is you could just add more balls at any point.
The defenders are like pit pockets. They're like, look over there. And then you start trying to open the fucking cargo.
But it's Velcro. They're Velcro.
Oh, they're Velcro.
You would hear they're like, whoosh, and you're like, uh-oh.
Of course. Dude, my problem is if basketball players had cargo shorts, then basketball shoes would be like those lame sandals.
Or Merrells.
Yeah, I'm saying the same.
No, because lame sandals are not cool. Merrells are the best shoes in existence. Merrells.
I think it's kind of
the same. Fuck on the reg in my Merrells. I can only get a boner while wearing Merrells.
I think the person
and
you're fucking
when I
is
am
like,
wearing Merrells, I cannot not have a boner.
I think
sometimes people... I call my doctor because my boner lasts so long, not because I'm concerned, but because I'm hitting on them. I say, "Hey, Dr. Green, it's been 4 hours."
And you she's ready?
Like, "I know." This is your 8th call. Yep, I'll call you again at 4:30. That'd be a funny take on that on the Viagra commercials. If your erection lasts more than 4 hours, call your doctor because they might want to foot. Call your doctor to see if they're up.
Yeah, they're only looking. Doctors are only looking for committed boners. I don't want that week two and a half hour boner.
Doctors, they're going to med school for like 12 years.
Yeah, they don't.
They are patient. They want to fuck for like 9 hours.
Yeah, they don't have time for a boner that only lasts 3.5 hours. You can go to the fucking veterinarian if you want to fuck with a boner that you've only could hold for 2 hours. That's vet boners. We're talking about doctor boners here. 4+ is the mit. By the way, it's not the average, but the minimum.
Would you go to a doctor whose name was Dr. Boners?
No.
That's just their name.
No, I wouldn't go to that doctor. I would also call them and tell them every day. It was like, you should change your name.
Hi, is this Dr. Boners? And they'd be like, yes. And you'd go, still?
Really?
Like, right.
Do you have an appointment? It's like, I would never.
No, Dr. Boners. No one has an appointment. What really sucks is that he's like, that wasn't even my original last name. I took my wife's last name because I thought I was being progressive.
You know how they have like those videos where it's like a shot, it's like one long shot, and they go down, like it's usually like a basketball player where they go down his body until they get to the shorts. Like they're showing you the kind of person you could be if you had these shorts.
No, I've never seen that. Are we going down or up?
Some of them start at the
Are they wearing anything but shorts? Is this a head. Porn shot? Is this the so they get to the shorts
no.
and then the
no,
person
dude,
comes
not...
in the lady's face?
No,
is this the money shot?
No. It's like a black background, right?
A black round.
I don't like how you said that. I don't like black round. Yeah, we're better than black round here. I would never say black round. So it's one long shot, black background, single focus light on the person, and it starts at their forehead, and it's clearly very long hair, but the hairline's receding, goes down more, it's a neck beard, keeps going down, very fat white guy, and then it gets to the basketball cargo shorts.
Incredible calves.
No, I'm not
incredible African American
no,
calves.
It stops there. And then it goes like, got pussy? And then it goes, no. And then, comma, buy our shorts. And we start the got pussy campaign. And if you don't, you should buy our shorts. It's like the opposite of the got milk campaign. But it's because they're for incels. Because basketball cargo shorts would only be worn by incels.
You remember those pussy hats from the Women's March?
Yeah.
You know what would have been awesome is if they gave them a smell.
No, dude.
I think that would have helped out the movement if all the hats like stunk.
they're like, what are you fighting for? And they're just like this, and they put the hat in their nose, like, oh
god. Oh my god, okay.
I get it. Jesus.
What are your specific issues? They're like, smell it. But what do you want me to do? Smell it.
Inhale.
Yeah. Open your mouth, please. I'll pass any legislation. Smell my hat.
If I had a pussy hat, I would give it little brown hairs.
You got a better?
Big brown hairs.
Mine wouldn't have hairs. And I know that's gender norms talking, but I wouldn't do it. It'd be clean shaven.
I wish I had the foresight to protest the Women's March and wear a big... Just put a strap on my forehead.
Dicks. I'm the men's rights unicorn.
I think they would. I think someone would go over to you and be like, no, no, no. The Pride Month is in June.
No, I'm not gay. What the fuck? I'm men's rights unicorn. Oh, no,
they would go like, oh, no, we get it. We get it. Man pretending to be a horse with a dildo on your forehead. We understand. You're not.
I'm just wearing a denim vest to show off my guns. Not yeah, you're gay.